an informational meeting aiming to address what's described as a rash of violence in Lansingburg is scheduled for tonight in Troy. Troy City officials are calling on residents to show up for a brainstorming session to work together as a community to protect local neighborhoods. According to a press release, Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden, Republican Councilman Jim Gulley, Democratic Councilwoman Deborah Garrett, Police Chief Brian Owens, and Republican Kim Ash McPherson, who is running for city council, will be in attendance. Gulley represents District 1.
As a city and as a residence in Lansingburg, we want to know exactly what the mayor or the chief of police would have in play or what we can offer as suggestions to try to help combat that escalation of crime.
Last week, Troy police investigated a homicide in Lansingburg, followed by a shooting 2 days later that left two injured. Officials said surveillance cameras in the neighborhood malfunctioned.
And learning about our cameras not being fully operational has really escalated some of the stories that are flying out and the interpretations of what happened, and we need to get a handle on that. With that being said, I realize that a lot happened in 72 hours that is not the norm for Troy, and everybody's worried that this could continue. And these are some of the questions that would be asked to the mayor and the chief to, you know, explain to us what their steps are, what are they doing to try to keep a thumb on what's going on in our community.
According to the NeighborhoodScout.com website, which claims 90% accuracy in its crime statistics, your chance of becoming a crime victim in the Collar City is 1 in 22. The website says more than 99% of New York State communities have a lower crime rate than Troy, which has one of the highest crime rates in America compared to all communities of all sizes, from the smallest towns to the very largest cities. Independent and Green Party mayoral candidate Rodney Wiltshire, who is trying to keep Mayor Madden from a second term, urges residents to come to tonight's meeting.
I find it very interesting that the cameras that were not functioning at the corner of 6th and Ingalls were now made to function just after the shooting. So I want to know why there is no proactive behavior and treatment of this safety issue by City Hall until after a shooting has occurred. That's not what we installed those cameras for. They should be functioning, and there has to be a way that City Hall understands which cameras are functional and which are not and get them all fixed.
Gulley says working cameras would be an effective crime deterrent.
When we have everything up and running and we can blast out through the media that all our cameras are up, all our cameras are watching, and we're keeping an eye on our city. When that happens, we'll be able to deter those weak people that are just on that borderline of should I do something, should I not. We'll be able to stop them from moving forward.
A spokesman for Mayor Madden told WAMC the mayor is not available for comment due to existing commitments, while confirming he will be attending tonight's meeting to help answer questions from residents, address concerns, and correct any inaccurate information that's been circulated. Wiltshire says he'll be at the meeting and hopes for a positive outcome.
There are areas in the city that just do not feel safe. And unfortunately, most of those areas are in North Central and Lansingburg, north of Hoosick Street. So there are times when I know that I have to be a little extra careful. Certainly, I am concerned about my family's safety. They accompany me many times. We go, even just up to Snowman for ice cream. And, you know, there was a shooting there earlier this year. So it really is unfortunate that we have to, at some point, you know, just look over our shoulder just when we're out doing normal family activities. So, yeah, it's a concern for me, absolutely. I know that our council representatives take this very seriously, and they are doing everything in their power to move City Hall to react and hopefully be more proactive about these situations.
Again, Councilor Gulley.
If you're a citizen of Troy and you really have a passion for our city and you care, come to the meeting. Be part of it, because we're all in this together. And the faster that we put our forces together and our thoughts together, the more strength we'll be, and the sooner we'll be able to accomplish our goals, which is to create a cleaner, safer city for the residents that we serve.
The meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. at Knickerbocker Middle School Auditorium, 320 7th Avenue, Lansingburg. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.